the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Noach, Halacha Gimel. Ner Shabbat ve'yayin lekiddush, ner kodem. If let's say a person has enough to buy only one of the following two items: oil for the candle of Shabbat or wine for kiddush. Precedence is given to the candle, oil. Now, it's not so simple. That's a chidush. After all, kiddush is deoraita, hadlakat nerot is derabbanan. Since when do we see that the rabbanan mitzvah, you know, takes precedence over a deoraita? So the Ben Ish Chai says, afal gav de kiddush deoraita, even though kiddush is mideoraita, yachol lekadesh min haTorah al hapat. When it comes to kiddush, you have other options. Of course, the best way is with wine, but there is the option of doing it with bread, over the bread, which means washing hands, saying hamotzi, and before you taste, you continue with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddeshanu BeMitzvotav VeTzivanu VeRatzavanu Till Mekadesh HaShabbat, and then you cut the bread and you eat hamotzi. Ever did that before? Something that's definitely something that can be done. And so therefore, even though kiddush is deoraita, but there is another way, there is an alternative how to fulfill the deoraita. Umidifres sofrim hu detzarich yayin. The requirement of wine is only midrabana. Lefichach, therefore, ner Shabbat kodem. That's why we give seniority to what? To the ner Shabbat, mishum shelom beto, because having light at home brings about peace at home. When you can see, you can be calm, you can be nice. When you don't see, you get agitated, and any excuse, you know, lights up an argument. So therefore, to see, to have light, and the more light that there is, the more shalom that there is. So therefore, that is more important, and it comes first. Mihu, however, let's say, im yesh lo kedei liknot shemen lener echad ukdei yayin lekiddush, aval en lo kedei liknot lener sheni. Let's say he has just enough money to buy oil for lighting one candle and wine for kiddush, but he doesn't have enough to buy for a second candle, oil for a second candle. So maybe we should say, forget about the wine, buy oil for the two candles, and the kiddush, what did we say before? Do on the bread. Maybe you should do like that. No. In that case, we don't say that. En levatel hayayin bishvil liknot lener sheni. You should not cancel out the wine because of buying the extra candle. Because remember, we said ki min adin sagi bener echad. Meikar adin, the chiyuv is one candle. That's how we began the halachot, that the chiyuv is min adin ner echad. So therefore, we have here enough kamina. Although we light two for zachor, for shamor, for the two hays of Hashem's name, like we said yesterday. However, that is not the essential part of the mitzvah. The essential obligation is one candle. Nafkamina, if you have enough to buy one candle and wine, that takes priority over to use the money for both candles and do away with the wine. Halacha Dalet. Af al pi she'ochel umkadesh al hagag, she'or ha'levana zoreach al shulchano mi ba'erev. The Ben Ish Chai tells us, even if, let's say, you're eating your meal in a place that is well lit. Now, in the time of the Ben Ish Chai, who lived in the mid-1800s, he passed away in 1908. So especially where he was in Baghdad, you understand, electricity was not yet developed. So in order to give a scenario of if you're eating Friday night in a place that's well lit, what's the scenario that he gives us? If you're eating on the roof and you have the moonlight, so you're eating upstairs on the roof, it's all nice and romantic with the moonlight, beautiful. Ah, yafe meot. So maybe you have Shalom Bayit right there. Maybe you don't need to light candles. You have light. Especially today, you're sitting in a dining room, you have electric lights, it's all beautifully lit. So maybe you don't have to light candles, or at least maybe you don't need to say a bracha. Im kol ze madikim ner Shabbat bivracha. With that being said, despite that, we light ner Shabbat with a bracha. Why is that? Ya'an de ner Shabbat milvad tam hapshati shel shalom bayit. Because shalom bayit is not the only reason for adlakat neot. Besides that reason, al pi pshat, yesh bo chiyuv al pi asod. There's an obligation al pi asod, as we already spoke about in the first halacha. Ken he'eleti besifri mikavtziel. The Ben Ish Chai says that's something that I wrote in my sefer mikavtziel. And look in the Eshel Avraham, siman resh samer gimel. That's the pri megadim. Okay? Shachar is asking a good question. In this scenario here, where the Ben Ish Chai told us that you don't have the element of Shalom Bayit, so does that have ramifications in the previous halacha? The previous halacha, we said that it's because of the reason of Shalom Bayit that Ner Shabbat takes precedence over the wine when a person is, you know, doesn't have enough money. And that's why you have to buy for the Ner Shabbat. So what about in this case where Shalom Bayit, the Ben Ish Chai is saying, is taken care of? It's well lit. The place is lit. It's only because of the tam al pi asod that you have to light candles. Should we say that the candles will still have priority over yain lekiddush, or in this case it won't have priority? That's a wonderful, wonderful question. Tzarich le'ayin. That's a good he'ara. Good he'ara. Halacha he in the Ben Ish Chai. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha chayavim b'ner Shabbat. Make no mistake about it. The obligation of lighting the candles of Shabbat are equal to men and women. Both are obligated. Ela sheha'isha muzheret alav v'yoter ve'yesh ladin k'dima al ba'ala b'mitzvah zo. It's just that the woman is urged on more when it comes to the mitzvah of Hadlakat Nerot, and she takes precedence, she has a priority on her husband in this mitzvah, which means you have a husband and a wife at home. Now comes the mitzvah of Hadlakat Nerot. Now it's a mitzvah for the house to have light. It's not a mitzvah on each one to light candles. So the question is, who's going to do the mitzvah? So who does the mitzvah? That's where we say Ha'isha Kodemet. But you should not make the mistake to think that it's a mitzvah on the woman, but it's not a mitzvah on the husband. And he does a favor and he tries to help out. No. He's obligated in the mitzvah just as she is obligated. It's just that she is more muzhar for a reason, as we know. There is a Midrash Tanchuma, I think it's on this week's parasha, because Chava, he kavtad nero shel olam, she extinguished the candle of the world, which means she brought, through the chet that happened, she brought about death, and death means an extinguishing of the candle of the neshama, a ner neshama. Neshama in this world, when it dies, although it goes to olam haba, but its brightness of bechira is extinguished. In that world, it's bametim chofshi. There's no more bechira chofshit. So therefore, he kavta nero shel olam. So there is a tikkun that she has to do every Friday. Friday is the time when the chet of Adam HaRishon happened. So at that time, she lights the candle to be metaken the chet of Chava. So that's why she is more muzhar, and that's why she comes first. Ve'im yirtze ha'bal adliku be'atzmo yechola le'akev biyado. To the point that if, let's say, the husband tells his wife, please, I'd like to light the candles this week. Please step aside. I want to do the mitzvah this week. She can tell him, nothing doing. I love you. You're a great husband. Right now, go to shul. I'm doing the mitzvah of Hadlakat Nerot. She has full right to say so. He cannot take away the mitzvah from her. Mihu, however, im yirtze habal lehadlik bimkom shena, rashai velo yevarech, ukmo shekatav tilel. As we discussed previously, yesterday, if he's so into it and he wants to light a candle for Shabbat, he can do so. If he wants to light it in the bedroom, that's fine, but no bracha. Why no bracha? Because she's already lighting in the place where we're eating, and she is saying the bracha, and that's it. The mitzvah is fulfilled. V'nahagu b'isha yoledet madlika ba'al b'imkom ha'shulchan umvarech b'shabbat rishona she'achar ha'leda. There is a minhag. Interesting. He says there is a minhag here when a woman just gave birth. So the first Shabbat after her giving birth, the minhag is that the husband lights by the, you know, by the place where we're eating. He lights the candles and he says the bracha. That's the first Shabbat after giving birth. Now, practically speaking, that's probably true anyway, because maybe the first Shabbat after she gave birth, she could still be in the hospital, or maybe she's too weak to do the mitzvah still. So therefore he does it. From the language of the Ben Ish Chai, it sounds like it's more than that. It sounds like even if she's able to, but there is a minhag that the first Shabbat after she gives birth, the husband is the one who lights. That's the one chance he gets, you know, to light the candles and to say the bracha. One more halakha in this vein, as far as the husband and wife in the mitzvah, halakha vav, tov shehabaal yasok be'erev Shabbat betikun hanerot. It's very advisable, it's a very good thing for the husband that his share in the mitzvah, he should on Friday prepare the oil, the candles, ve'anachat Hashem and ve'aptilot, by pouring in the oil, by putting the wicks, kameforash bedivrei Rabbeinu Ha'ari b'sefer HaKavanot, as Ari HaKadosh writes in the Shara HaKavanot, v'zeh leshono gam tizaher betikun hanerot shel Shabbat. Ari HaKadosh, talking to the husband, he says, be careful in making sure to arrange, to fix, to put up the candles of Shabbat. But the actual lighting of the candle is the mitzvah of the woman of the house. Ad kan neshono. End of quote from the Ari HaKadosh. V'chen anachnu noagim bevetenu. The Holy Ben Ish Chai, Zechuto Tagen Alenu, he says, that is our minhag in our home. La'aroch u'letaken anerot beyadenu. To fix the candles, to arrange them with our own hands. So now you know the Ben Ish Chai, what he was doing on Friday. One of the things that he was doing was fixing the candles on his own and preparing them for his wife to light them. In connection to this, I'll just share with you a beautiful chidush from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Pirush on the Mishnah in Bameh Madlikin, in the Pirush on the Mishnah in Madlikim, you look, you open up a Mishnayot, you have on the margin Tosfot Rabbi Akiva Eger. So over there in the Mishnah, which you're familiar with, we say it every Friday night. Al shelosha devarim nashim etot b'shaat ledatan, al she'enan zeirot banida ubachala ubadlakat haner. So these are the three mitzvot of the woman, primary mitzvot of the woman, right? Rashi Tevot Chana, ken? Chala, Ner, and what did I just say? Al Shulosha Devarim, Al Shenan Zeir Banida, Nida Vachala Vadlakat Haner. Noon is for Nida. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, listen to the lashon of the Mishnah. Al she'enan zeirot banida ubachala, what should it follow? Ubaner. Just like you said chala, you didn't say afrashat chala. You mentioned the item. You didn't mention the act that you do with the item, right? You said nida. You didn't say isur nida or afrashat nida. You said chala. You didn't say afrashat chala. So why, when it comes to ner, the Tana is medayek to say hadlakata ner? It doesn't say ner. Kivega says, the Tana is hinting what we just learned. The Tana is hinting that when it comes to Ner, only the Hadlakata Ner, only the actual lighting of the Ner, is what she has to be, the woman has to be careful with. But Baner, in general, there is a part where the husband also does, and that's the preparation. So if you would say Ner, it would sound like she does everything. Hadlakata Ner, that's the part that she that she does. Right, Rav Mazuz also brings this down in his He'arot on the Ben Ishchai. Very good. Yes.